Today's scripture is the 23rd Psalm and the 13th Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And the 13th Psalm. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Last Tuesday evening, I went to my 18-year-old son Chris's last high school orchestra concert. And next weekend, we will attend his last performance with Debut Theater over at the Lincoln Center. And at the end of the month, we will celebrate his graduation from Rocky Mountain High School. And these are the typical celebratory events for seniors in high school. And of course, for parents, they are both tinged with pride and with melancholy as we see our kids grow up. And that is as it should be. And on this Mother's Day, Chris will hopefully remember to make or to send his mom a card. And yes, I did remind him. Today, though, is going to be a different kind of Mother's Day for Maria Castillo, whose son Kendrick died in a school shooting on Tuesday in Highlands Ranch. I cannot imagine the kind of pain his mom is feeling today, and the pain that she will feel every Mother's Day for the rest of her life. The day my son Chris was playing Copeland on French horn, Kendrick Castillo, also an 18-year-old senior, threw himself into the line of bullets that flew across his high school. Chris will get to finish out his senior year and graduate, but there will be at least one absence in the graduation at STEM Charter High School in Highlands Ranch. One day last month, every school in Poudre School District was closed because of what the FBI called a credible threat of a school shooting. Those of us with kids or grandkids in school, those of you who are yourself students, those who are teachers or those who love teachers or kids, how long will we let this go on? How long, O Lord? How long? How long will we be part of a society that is rooted in the myth of redemptive violence? How long will people who call themselves Christians tolerate violence as a means to settle disputes? How long will we tolerate politicians who are addicted to the cash provided by the gun lobby? How long will we live in a nation that cannot acknowledge that we have an enormous mental health crisis. You know, it's not just about gun control legislation, but that's a place to start. It's not just about teaching kids conflict resolution skills, but that's a place to start. It's not enough for us to go out on the streets and say, no more school shootings. But that's a place to start. It's not enough for us to try to remove the stigma from mental health challenges. But it's a place to start. How long are we who are Christians going to tolerate this? How long are we going to tolerate the status quo? School shootings have become so common that this week's tragedy wasn't even the lead story on National Public Radio or in the Washington Post or in the New York Times. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word Columbine? We live in a place that helped to equate the name of our state flower with school shootings. A young woman who was at the 9 o'clock service, who is going to become a member of our congregation, let me know that she had been a student at Columbine. It's that close to home. We live in a state where the shootings at New Life Church in Colorado Springs in 2007 failed to put all Christians on notice that we need to address the prevalence of guns in our society and their use in violent crime. We live in a state where a movie theater shooting in 2012 left 12 people dead. And here we are again, with another tragic school shooting in a Colorado school. Fortune magazine, which is not exactly a leftist rag, identified the top 10 congressmen who have benefited most from NRA funding. Among those 10 are one of our two senators and the congressional representative who serves Windsor and Greeley. Yes, I do want to cry to God and say, how long, O Lord, how long? And because I know that God acts through us, I say to myself and to each of you, how long, God's people? How long? How long are we going to tolerate politicians who bury their heads in the sand every time there's a shooting? How long are we going to tolerate the gun lobby calling the shots in Washington, D.C.? How long are we going to perpetuate an ingrained system of hyper-competitiveness and hyper-busyness for our kids? How long are we going to avoid talking about mental health and to refuse to remove the shroud of shame from those who suffer from mental illness? Kendrick Castillo and his family are in my thoughts and prayers. But ours is an engaged faith, a faith in which prayer leads to commitment, and commitment leads to action. So by all means, pray for the Castillo family and the students and families at STEM Charter School. And pray, too, for the two young people who did the shooting and for their families, because they need your prayers, too. And don't forget to take the next step in an engaged faith, which is action. We are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I've heard that phrase for I don't know how long, since I was a little kid in church. And I didn't really know what that meant. We are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, my friends. It is a valley where the stench of death should affect all of us on a visceral level. The stench is in the offices of lawmakers who refuse to open their eyes to what is happening because they're being paid to look the other way. The stench is in an industry that wants to make more handguns and more semi-automatic weapons available because they see that the fear of the American people can help them to make a profit. The stench hangs on us, who can use our influence to affect change. But we don't, because we're too busy earning a living, or because we've become complacent, or because we've given up hope. If Christians and Jews who claim to believe in the message of the Psalms are convinced that we have no reason to fear the shadow of death, because God and God's rod and staff are with us, then why are we afraid to do something dramatic? Isn't it incumbent upon us as people of faith, especially Christians in the majority faith in this country, to do something to remedy the situation that confronts us? After the shooting at Parkland High School in 2018, we organized a ministry team, and many of you went out to march in Old Town Square, and it warmed my heart to see you out there, and it was a great show of support. And it wasn't sustainable. And so here we find ourselves again, wondering what to do. So as your senior pastor, I'm issuing a challenge to the members of this congregation and to its friends to do something. Yes, pray fervently. Those of you who preach, preach. Those of you who pray, pray. Those of you who write letters to politicians, write. Those of you who organize ministry teams, organize. Those of you who write checks, give. Those of you who play music, sing. And we need to work with others in this community and nation to create a sea change, because we can't do it alone. This does not require band-aids, my friends. This requires serious surgery. Your clergy will help to empower you in whatever ways we can, but this has to have grassroots support within this congregation in order to be sustained. So let's get to work. Let's involve ourselves in community and in ministry. And if you want to do something concrete, go to a meeting of a community group. It's called Moms Demand Action. And they meet at Our Savior's Lutheran Church. And their next meeting is going to be on Monday, the 20th of May at 6:30. And I'm going old school here. I've got like clipboards with paper sign-up sheets and little tear-off tabs. So the tear-off tabs let you know when that meeting is happening. And if you're as tired of gun violence as I am, and you think that our faith says that we should do something about it, please sign up and give us your email address so that we can get together and do something, not only as Plymouth, but to do something with the wider community as well. I know that here at Plymouth, we love to live an engaged faith. We like to have something to do. We like to have an action that we can take. And if you all want to form a ministry team to support that effort, we can make that happen. I gave Chris an especially big hug on Wednesday night. And it is certainly because I will miss him as he heads out on a gap year. But as I looked at that big 6'3" frame, I thought to myself, that could have been Chris and not Kendrick. So let's work to end this scourge. and to help create a culture in which the stench of violence is replaced by the bright light of resurrection. May it be so. Amen.